Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen. And we've got a highly informative episode for you today. We have a special guest. I don't know if you heard, but over the weekend, President Obama did declare a health emergency regarding the swine flu. So I decided to look into it, see what was behind this terrible disease that was sweeping the nation. In the bad sense of sweeping the nation, not like a dance craze, but like a bad thing. So I decided to investigate, like I said, and what I found is I believe that I have with us here today the actual original swine. Herbert, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Herbert. I am a swine. I also have somehow been born with wings, and they are on my back. Therefore, I'm able to fly, and therefore
the swine flu is what I think you're trying to say.
Well, yeah, from a certain point of view, I did fly, therefore I flew, and I am a pig, so I'm like a swine who flew, yeah.
Right. Now, as far as I can tell, you're the only pig ever born with wings, especially functioning wings. I couldn't find one even with non-functioning wings, but yours actually work, so.
Yeah, that is true. My wings do work. I'm able to fly above the ground, many feet in the air, and it's pretty impressive to all the other pigs I know. So, also to the people I know. I don't think anybody can fly if they're a person either, so they probably are fairly impressed by that.
Yeah, it's understandable. No, it's totally understandable. I am awfully impressed by your ability to fly. Now, I wanted to know why is it that you hate America and I guess all of humanity so much that you're spreading this terrible disease? It just, I don't understand. You seem like a nice guy. You seem pretty personable, pigable. I don't know what you want to call it. Why do you hate us?
I'm not entirely convinced that I am actually the source of the swine flu. I did fly, and therefore I flew. But I don't think that I'm the swine flu. I mean, I'm a swine. I mean, I understand where you're coming from with this swine and flying flu thing.
Yeah, no, it's grammar. It's just the way that words work. They are different. Fly, flu, you know, to fly, flying, I flew, he flew, they flew.
No, I know grammar, I know all of that stuff. But I'm saying I don't think that I'm the source of the disease, though. I understand that I flew, but I don't think I caused the flu, if you get what I'm saying.
Well, I don't quite follow you, no, because I think that it's fairly clear that you do cause it.
No, I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Well, let's look into the facts. It says here that you're from Mexico. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, that's true. I'm from Mexico.
Which is where the swine flu initially started breaking out this year.
Yeah, but that's not fair. There's a lot of people in Mexico, and I'm just one of them. And a lot of pigs there, too. So I don't think you can immediately say it was me.
But I also see that you moved to America, correct?
I know, and yeah, swine flu moved to America, but
No, I know, but you moved to San Diego, which is where the first cases in America were reported, correct?
Yeah, but okay, no, look, I don't think that's gonna be,
And then swine flu has systematically broken out in many other locations around the world, and I'm gonna go out on a limb and suggest that you probably have been to some of them.
Well, that's spurious. Before we've even talked about it, I don't even know if that's true.
Well, I can run down the list. Tell me, have you been to these places? Have you been to Canada?
Well, yeah.
And have you been to Northern Ireland?
Okay, yeah.
Argentina?
Yeah.
Norway?
Okay, I've been to Norway. I was only at Norway for a day, though, so it's really not fair to say that I was the cause. Come on.
But I think, look, there's a correlation. Now, we know that correlation does not prove causality, but come on. I mean, what else could it mean? That you chose to go only to places that have broken out in swine flu?
Yeah. Maybe I heard that they had swine flu, and I was like, well, I can go there and become swine flu mascot because I have wings.
Yeah, okay, why are people going to want a mascot for a disease that's killing their children? Great, thank you. Not to mention, if we check the dates, I'm sure we'll see that you traveled there before the breakouts occurred.
Come on, that's not fair.
Well, I think it's fair. Now, did you fly there on your own wings? I mean, you said you can fly, obviously, so did you just fly to these countries?
Well, no, I took a plane because, it would take a long time to fly there on my wings. are very small wings.
So you were in a plane, even better. Great. You were in a confined space with a number of people who are going to probably scatter throughout the nation. No wonder this thing is broken out so hard. You know, this is ridiculous. I got to say, I'm thankful that I am in this environment-controlled, sealed chamber and that you're outside of it, because clearly you have no regard for other human life. Clearly you are a despicable, irresponsible person who, even though you know you have this disease and that you spread this disease, just doesn't care for all the terrible things that you cause around you, and you are disgusting. You are filthy, disgusting, and I personally am disgusted by you. So, I do have another person I wanted you to talk to. You mentioned earlier being born with these wings, which is kind of a strange quirk of evolution, one could say, and we did have someone who wanted to talk to you about that. We brought in evolutionary biologist Edwin Price from the Center for Evolutionary Studies. Well, thank you very much. Now, Mr. Herbert, I understand you'd have us believe that you were born with these wings, which is a very interesting thing. Now, evolutionarily speaking, if we can speak about evolution for a minute, it seems quite unusual for a hog like yourself to just sprout wings. That would be very weird. Now, are you sure that your mother did not have sex with a bird?
Well, that's outrageous. I can't even believe you would suggest that. Of course not. My mother would never have sex with a filthy bird. That's disgusting. Oh,
All right. No, that's fair. I'm sorry I even brought it up. But you must appreciate how unusual it would be for you to sprout wings like that. The idea that you would grow wings that we would recognize as wings in a bird-like sense is highly unusual. And even more unusual is the idea that they would be attached to your skeleton in the right way, attached to your muscles in the right way. And even more unusual is that they would actually work in the sense that you could fly. So, you know, we got to investigate all possibilities here. I thought perhaps maybe the mother bird sex option would be the most likely.
No, it's wrong. No, my mother would never. My mother would never. I don't think she would ever. So, no.
All right, no. Sorry, not. Fair. So then, by that logic, I would say there's only one other possibility. What's that? Would you say?
Well, now, would you mind if I examine the wings, Mr. Herbert?
No. Okay. All right.
All right. Now, let me see here. Okay. No, it looks like they're fairly secured on, so they're not just stuck on casually. I was checking to see if they were stuck on with glue, but at the very least, this is not Elmer's glue, because that would be easy to take off.
No, they're not glued. They're on good, you know. They're not glued. They're attached.
Well, it's fair to say that they are attached, but we can't say it's not glued yet, because I think we're all familiar with the idea that you could glue a man to a girder with a helmet, and he would be able to hold his weight up. So, obviously, glue can be pretty strong, so I'm just trying to check this out. Why would he lie about having wings? It's a little ridiculous. I think it's more likely that, like we said, that he did evolve this strange mutation.
Well, evolution is only theory, and that's why we have to put it to rigorous testing. Now, evidence that evolution is actually happening is a little bit more rare than you might think. So that's why we're trying to disprove this evidence.
Disprove the evidence of evolution? I don't. Why would you want to do that?
Well, no, it's because that's if evolution is real, we can't disprove it, but I think we're just gonna, if we just... There, now, you see, now, this here wing is off, which shows that, clearly, it was not born that way. It was just fastened on with something, else I wouldn't be able to just pull it off like this.
What? No, why would you just pull his wing off? That's ridiculous!
Well, I had to use it as evidence, you know, this is a disproven evidence of evolution.
But he's bleeding all over the place.
No, that doesn't prove anything, because if I glue it to his skin and I pull it off, you know, his skin can bleed.
I thought you were a scientist.
Well, I would say I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist who works against the spurious notion of evolution. That's why I set up an institute to study it and make sure nobody believes it, because it's not true no more.
Of course it's evolution. It's clearly true. You are. I'm glad that you're outside of the bubble, because that means you have the swine flu now. You're gonna die because of this bastard that you just pulled his wing off. Get the hell out of here, you fraud.
Hang on, I'm not a
fraud. Get out of here. Go.
I'm going, but I'm just saying, I'm not.
Oh, that was preposterous. Now I've got a stupid hog with one wing. It's ridiculous.
Well, hopefully you all learned something about swine flu today, and I am happy about that, but I'm sorry for the pain that we caused one person in the room here. I mean, outside of the bubble, obviously, but in the... we'll be back with more Frank Allen interviews in a few weeks, I don't know.